be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day.
Ezekiel 37:11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Somebody say dry. Bones. Say it again. Dry bones. You ever walked around anywhere or went into a place and you say, good. How many went into a place they call them Pentecostal places and the place is dead? I mean, you can go to places that got the name Pentecost on it or charismatic or spirit this. And you just walk in the place is dead. Dry. You can look at certain Christians that claim, or certain spirit-filled believers, and they say they're spirit-filled, and they're dry and dead. Guess what? Well, these dry bones are still the house of Israel. You might not understand it. I don't understand it. But those dry people that you know, they are still the house of Israel. The driest person you know, look at them and say, I haven't given up hope. You're still the house of Israel. Guess what? We got the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the AG. We got all that stuff. Huh? Every dry place that you can think of, it is still the house of Israel, right? If this room is dry tonight, guess what? It's still the house of Israel. These bones are the house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. I tell you what, when you look at a dead person or a dry person, your hope will definitely be lost. You will not get very inspired in a dry place. You know, I don't get inspired and say, let's take the city. When you get there, say, let's get excited, let's go for God, and everybody's dry. Not a drop of Holy Spirit anywhere, amen? Not a smile, you know, not a hallelujah, not an amen, just dry, dust. You don't get really excited. You don't have a lot of hope when you have that, right? Our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, talking to you dry people. Talking to the dry ones. Glory to God. God's talking to dry people. Hallelujah. Somebody say, this is for the dry one. Find the driest person you know and say, this is your message tonight. Find the driest person you know. This is your night. You know, come on, find the driest person. You know who you are, you dust-ridden, couldn't smile if they paid you, amen. Wouldn't get a smile-itis if you won the lotto, amen. Okay, but behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Guess what, you dry one? God's going to cause you to come out while you're yet dry. You can be dead tonight, you know what I'm saying? And sick and worn out and just dry. But the Holy Ghost says he's going to cause you to come up out of your grave. Don't you know when you're dry, you're in a grave? You're not in the promised land when you're dry. You're not grabbing. You're dead. You're living in a grave. If you're not full of the Holy Ghost and full of joy, you are dead and living in a grave. You are not in the promised land, glory to God. When you are dry, you're in a grave. And God's calling us out of death unto life. And that life that he's calling us unto is a life in the Spirit. Amen. Somebody say supernatural life. Well, you can stay in the grave if you want to. You don't have to come out if you don't want to. But I'm not going to be there singing for you forever, and I'm not going to put no flowers on your tomb. Amen. I want to go over to the land of Israel. How many of you want to go over to the good land? Amen. To the good side. For ye shall know that I am the Lord. But God is not a God of the dead. He's a God of the living.
Hallelujah.
See, God won't show himself strong, you know, while you're in a grave someplace refusing to come up. He doesn't like tombs. He stayed in that one for 3 days and got out, and he's just not going back. Amen. He called for Lazarus. He didn't go in and get him. He called for him and said, come out. Amen. No more tomb ministry. Somebody say, no more tomb ministry. That's why he told you, you're going to have to raise the dead. Amen. He said, that's it for the tomb stuff. Amen. He calls you out of the tomb unto life. And you'll know that I am the Lord your God when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your graves. That means your whole perception of God is going to change when you come out of your grave. When you come out of dryness, guess what? You really go, you think you, I mean, isn't God good right now? I mean, isn't God good even in the, you know, isn't God good just right now? But this says that even when we come out of that, guess what? We really going to know who he is. You know, I'm full of the Holy Ghost and I got joy, you know, but when I read this, I think, good Lord, I'm in a grave. That means it could get better.
Yes.
I'm earthbound. Those signs and wonders that sister was preaching about and teaching about, those things are going to happen, but not while I'm in a grave. Not when I'm yet still earthbound and held to the things of this world, living, you know, this life, earthbound. God has set me free from that. I literally believe I'm a supernatural being. Amen. I'm not ashamed to say it feels as though when I read his word and understand where this man's going and what he said we can do and what he says, something ain't right. There, we must be in a grave someplace, but we are about to come up and come alive. Glory to God. There is more than this thing than sitting in church. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. There's more than this. Somebody say supernatural life again.
Supernatural life.
Say supernatural living.
Supernatural living.
Glory to God. You can't live it laying in a grave. And you can't live it dry, period, point blank. He gives us joy. That's what this woman's teaching week after week. Amen. And the word goes forth. And you say, how many? It got to the point where we just said, we ain't going to do no more Holy Ghost meetings. Got tired of plowing and doing all, you know, just said we're not going to do anymore. But we don't have an option. We got to wet the bones. Glory to God.
Amen.
We got to wet the bones. Amen. Whether you like it, whether I like it, guess what? We got to wet dry bones. That's what Friday night's all about. Wet the bones.
Yeah.
Wet the Baptist bones. Wet the Methodist bones. Amen.
Yeah.
Wet rebellious bones. Amen.
Yeah.
Wet controlling bones. Wet bones.
Yes.
Y'all don't understand where I'm coming from. So I'm going to kick the lid of your coffin off tonight. Amen. I'm going to kick the lid of your coffin tonight, amen, and spray some water on you, amen?
Amen.
He's going to bring you out of that grave, and he said, I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Somebody say, crossover.
Crossover.
And then you'll know that I am the Lord, that I, the Lord, have spoken it and will perform it, saith the Lord. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say, God wants to do something tonight.
God wants to do something tonight.
He wants to wet dry bones.
Pull me up out of the grave.
Unto life abundantly. That's supernatural life. Ooh, glory to God. Look at somebody and say, things could be better. Look at somebody and say, things could be better.
Things can be better.
Things can be supernatural.
Things are here for supernatural.
Good Lord, you can live supernaturally. You can live full of the Holy Ghost, like what she was saying, right?
Yes, yes.
You can be drunk all the time when you're out of the grave. You can check out and never come back. You can get up out of the grave and never come back. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. How many are ready to check out and never come back? I'm not just talking about laughing for an hour or two or rolling on the floor. Amen. I'm talking about getting over to the other side. That side, when we start to walk like Jesus and talk like Jesus and do the works of Jesus and the works of the Holy Ghost, no matter who's looking, no matter what they think, amen, say, here we go. I'm just following up there, amen. Give me 15 more and we're going to put this thing together. Sister, you be free. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to do, this is your meeting. I've had enough, amen. And there's more coming. Amen. Didn't tell me to talk to skeletons, told me to wet the bones. Amen. I like it when God makes things easier.
Yes.
Convince him. Amen. Yes. Somebody say, kick it off.
Kick it off.
And wet it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Jesse, go get my bucket of water. Amen. Glory to God. The driest one in here. Now, I want everybody to find the driest person you know in this room and point to him right now. No, I'm joking. Amen. Genesis chapter 7:21, real quick. 7:21. Sister Lois, God's been telling us that we're supernatural beings. We haven't gotten there yet, but we're about to take off. If I could call Friday nights, I'd call them flying lessons. I got flight class. Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Amen. And all flesh died that moved upon the face of the earth. Woo! Hallelujah. Look, read that. And all flesh what?
Died.
That moved upon the face of the earth. Both fowl and cattle and beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, and all that was in the dry land died. Woo! All that was on the dry ground died. When God gets tired of one way and wants to do it a new way, amen. Everything that was had it all together, they were so used to being on dry ground. Amen. Everything that was on dry ground died. Genesis chapter 7:23. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground. Both man and cattle and creeping things and the fowls of the earth. And they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Wow. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. What does that say? The river and the water of God's going to prevail.
Amen.
And everybody on dry ground going to die.
That's right.
Everybody in a dry place, amen, going to just die. But God doesn't want you to die. He wants you to live, amen. Amen. You know, God said he took us from what? Dust. And I believe in the flesh of mankind, in the flesh, we have a yearning. Some of us, you know, the devil wants us to return to what? Dry dust. Amen. Dry dust. You want to go back to the earth from which you claim. Earthbound. Look at somebody say, earthbound.
Earthbound.
You got to develop. You got to get rid of your earthbound mentality and get heavenbound. Glory to God. Spiritual life bound. Amen. That's what drinking is all about. It's called heavenbound. And we're not talking about when the sweet by and by. We're talking about living in the kingdom of God right now. Walking in the spirit right now. Amen. You need to get rid of this earthbound stuff. People should be here tonight. Too earthbound.
Amen.
Place should be packed tonight, but people are so earthbound. Couldn't get out of the grave for 4 hours. Afraid somebody's going to steal their casket. Some of them are out looking for bigger tombs. Bigger, better tombs. Some of them painting tombs tonight. Earthbound. Glory to God. What do you think? I think everybody earthbound ain't going nowhere when Jesus says it's rapture time. Amen. Whatever you're holding on to is what's going to keep you here. You can have it. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Many people have great faith for their casket. Amen. They have great faith for their tomb. Amen. That's all they think about. That's all they use their faith for. Instead of using their faith to forget that stuff and get out of here and get to God's side. Heaven bound. Spiritual bound. That's what we're talking about, getting over to the other side. Guess what? We're going to wet your bones to the point to where you don't want to be earthbound anymore. You got to get to the point where you say, I don't even care anymore.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you see those people drinking, they're just gone. Amen. I don't care anymore.
Amen.
And that's the kind of people that God's making in this last day. Everything upon dry ground and everything earthbound will die. For if you sow to the flesh, you reap what? Corruption, destruction, and death. But if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap what?
Life!
Well, keep sowing to the earth. Keep sowing to those things which perish away. You'll be dead in no time at all. Amen? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
And what is sin? Not necessarily what you do. Sin is just missing God's best for your life. God's saying, go to life, go to life, go to life. And you say, no, I want to go to earth, which is death. And guess what? That's sin.
Amen.
Isaiah 44, verse 3. You know I really believe this stuff?
Amen.
You know I really, really believe this stuff? Amen. Isaiah 44, verse 3. You can have your casket if you want. Amen. You can have it if you want. It's all yours. Go to it. Amen. They're free. You can get all the colorful ones too. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Glory to God. And I will put my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Why? Because he wants to. He said, this is just what I'm going to do. Somebody say, do it, Lord. Say, do it, Lord. Psalm chapter 105, 41. I don't understand him, do you? Boy, I don't understand him. I don't understand him. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 105, 41. And he opened the rock. Say, he opened the rock.
He opened the rock.
And the waters gushed out. They ran into the dry places like a river. Thank God. Thank God. And the waters, I have more confidence tonight in the waters that gush out than I do in the dry places getting wet. Say, thank God the water is gushing out. And it's running into dry places. Somebody say, the water's going to flow. Say,
the water is flowing.
And it's flowing into my driest place. Look at somebody and say, you're about to get wet. Somebody say, you're about to get wet. Amen. Somebody say, you're about to get wet. And guess what I like about tonight's the good thing. You don't have to, somebody says, well, I don't believe in all that stuff, and I don't want to get into all of that. And this, here we go with the suggestion stuff. Well, you dry bone, you're about to get wet. Hallelujah. I have more confidence in the water that gushes from the rock than I do about the bone that's laying in the grave. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? You're so dead you can't run away from the Holy Ghost. Amen? Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. So the driest places are the best places. Amen? For the saturation of the Holy Ghost. Say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's going to wet the earth whether you like it or not. He's going to wet the woodlands, Texas, whether you like it or not. You try to stop the water gushing from the rock. Amen. The more you try to come against the rock, the wetter you'll get. Amen. The ones that, you know, everybody's seen a flood coming and they try to build dams to clog it up. Amen. Well, when you know something's about to bust loose, the best place to be to get hit by it is to try to stop it from happening. Amen. You can't stop this mighty rushing river of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Now, if you're one of those dry bones tonight, wave just one hand. Let me see one hand. Amen. One hand. Any dry bones? Yes, there we go. One, two, a dry. There we go. Isn't that wonderful? It's just so nice. You say, I want that water that flows. Who really wants? Thank you, Jesus. The water of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are you really thirsty? I tell you what, sister, why don't you stand up right where you are? Bless you,
Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.